Mark Cassie is with us now. This is the segment where I turn the show over to you for about the next 15 minutes. You can call in and talk to Mark directly. The phone number is 888-966-4776. That is 888-966-HRRN. Mark, welcome, my friend. Appreciate you taking a few minutes.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You know, we played a little montage of some of your greatest wins as we were opening the third hour of the show. And, you know, there have been so many memorable moments, but I was talking earlier about War of Will and that Preakness Stakes and how special that day must have been for you.
Oh, it was for so many reasons. You know, obviously, everything that happened in the Kentucky Derby and the disqualification and, you know, I thought we were interfered with significantly. And then after the Derby, that track was wet that day and his feet really were bothering him. So I really didn't, I wasn't sure I was going to run War of Will until the morning of the Preakness. I kind of went along. I didn't say much, but I was still wanting him to show me that he was back to himself. And obviously, we did, and it was, you know, one of our greatest victories for sure.
Yeah, you know, we did have a listener, Larry in Louisville, sent an email, and he said, ask Mark what on earth he was thinking at the top of the stretch in the Kentucky Derby that year.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, so what we usually do is, Mike, we watch the race normally, the Derby from the paddock. It's the one way we can kind of get our entire family together. There's about 20 of us there. And at about the mid turn, you know, about the 3/8 pole, Norman put his arm around me and said, Dad, you're going to win the Kentucky Derby. Because it just looked like War of Will was loaded. And then I had some cameras on me. And when the incident happened, I said a really bad word. And I thought, I think my mom's watching. So we went from the thrill of victory, you know, what we thought we had a big shot, to, you know, just being happy. I truly, as frustrating it was, you know, that for him to be interfered with, I was just happy after the race that he was okay. And for everybody, because it could have been ugly. If he went down, it would have been the worst disaster in Kentucky Derby history.
Well, there have been so many great moments in the career of dual Hall of Famer Mark Cassie, and this is your chance to host the show, HRN Nation. Mark is here to take your phone calls, answer your questions, 888-966-4776, the number to call. If you've ever wanted to talk to a Hall of Fame trainer, here is your chance. I give you access to Mark Cassie here this morning on the Equine Forum. Mark, we did have another question come in via social media. Let's see. Please ask Mark if he thinks his entry in today's 10th race at Belmont, Cotton, has shown improvement leading up to his 4-year-old debut today. So what say you, Mark Cassie?
I think both those horses are both training good for this year, you know, have come and are training really well. Right now, I'm one of the, we had Trevor McCarthy. He was named on Cool Lao Band, and obviously he got hurt yesterday. So we're still without a rider at this current time. So that's something I'm going to deal with as soon as I get off the show.
Yeah, man, that's just one of the things, right? You don't, we see you in the paddock. We see you in the winner's circle. All of those other things that go on behind the scenes that trainers have to deal with, there's a multitude of things.
Well, we have, you know, today I think we have about 15 horses running all over North America. And it's just a constant, you know, there's always something going on. Obviously, we breezed a lot of horses. We breezed Papa Cap this morning in Kentucky, and there's always a lot of things going on, but keeps me busy. I'm command central. Everything comes through me. It's my job to help. You know, I talk with the owners and also put out the fires. There's lots of fires.
Well, Mark, no surprise that our first phone call would come north of the border in Toronto, and that's Lou in Toronto, who is on the line now, has a question for Mark Cassie. Lou, go ahead. You're hosting the show. You're on with Mark.
Good morning, Mr. Cassie. A pleasure having you on the show this morning. I have a question with you about the Lexi Liu. I was there that day, and I was given the honor, and with your grace, allowing us and the Bayesian people to come with Patrick's friends and take a photo. And that was my first Queen's Plate with you. And I would like to know, you were beaming that day. So that must have been your favorite moment. Come on, Mark. Really?
Well, luckily, Lou, I've had a lot of favorite moments, but I mean, Lexi Liu was definitely right up there. I'm really proud of her too. I don't know if you know, yeah, Lou, but she just produced a grade one winner in Japan last weekend.
Wow.
So her legacy continues, but I will never forget, and, you know, Dan Lozell, the old announcer for Woodbine, he told me that when he leaned out and when he said Lexi Liu moves on the outside, he said he's never ever felt the response from the crowd, you know, the cheer.
Yeah,
when he said that, and I'll, yeah, always remember that. And
yes,
it was our first Queen's Plate. It was for Gary Barber, who has been so instrumental in so many of our successes, including the War of Will. So, mm-hmm, yeah, it was a great day, Lou. I'm glad you could be part of it.
All right, Lou, appreciate the phone call. We'll go out to New Jersey next. Eric is in New Jersey. Eric, go ahead. You're hosting the show. You're on with Mark Cassie.
Hi, Mark. I'm a big fan, and you usually make me a lot of money with you two-year-olds. But I just have a quick question.
Sure.
What win in your career do you cherish the most? Was it War of Will or Tepin winning the Queen Anne and Ascot?
I have a long time to think about it. At the time, I didn't realize how big it was. I think probably, you know, the race at Royal Ascot. It was just such a great performance by Tepin. Obviously, anytime you win a classic, it's big, but they run three classics every year. A lot of trainers have won the Triple Crown races, but to win that race, the Queen Anne at Royal Ascot, was, I think, one of our biggest accomplishments.
Dave Friedman with you on the Equine Forum. Mike Penna experiencing some technical difficulties, and we're joined by Hall of Famer Mark Cassie. What was the whole experience going to Ascot like?
My wife, Tina, describes it best. It was, it's the Kentucky Derby on steroids. It's just, it's amazing. And then a funny, I'll give you a little funny story about, we won with Tepin, and the press coverage afterwards was just unbelievable. I did interviews for Dubai, for Japan, for China. I mean, everywhere. At the end of it, I mean, I said, when do I get to meet the Queen? And they said, you missed her. And I said, I wanted to meet the Queen. And so the next day, the Racing Post interviewed me and they said, will you come back? And I said, only if I get to meet the Queen. So the next year, we brought La Cornell over for a race at Royal Ascot. And I was up in the box, and it was about maybe the first or second race. And a representative of the Queen came to our box and said, the Queen would like to meet you. And so my wife and my son and I and the Oxleys went and met the Queen, and it was quite an experience.
All right, Dave, I am back, and apologies for the technical difficulties, but Mark Cassie is with us here.
Bang, Mike.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Dude,
try having headsets on when that happened.
Oh, my my goodness.
Yeah. I'm here. I don't know. I might be deaf for the rest of my life, but I'm definitely here. Mark Cassie is still here, and you are hosting the show, HRN Nation, 888-966-4776. And that's the number to call to talk to Mark Cassie. Chris in Michigan sends an email, and I think it's the same question you just had from Eric in New Jersey about your top moment in racing, Mark. But is there another moment outside of Tepin or War of Will and all the top horses that, for whatever reason, is always going to be special to you?
That's a good question. I don't know. There's so many of them, Mike, that and for different reasons. I don't know. You got me on that one. I got to think about that a little bit more. Obviously the big ones, the world approvals, it was nice, you know, to be able to win the Breeders' Cup for Mrs. Weber. Classic Empire. Well, you know what? Obviously Catch a Glimpse winning our first Breeders' Cup and then to win it at Keeneland where I just that's where I started my career and to do it with Norman as well. So Norman had a huge winner yesterday at Pimlico. I'm extremely proud of how well Norman's doing.
Didn't he just reach the 100 win milestone too? Not long ago.
Yeah, he did on Derby Day and beat me. Can't beat him. I'm getting up with that. But,
what's that like when you get a chance to run against him now?
Oh, it's nice. I mean, you know, we root for each other. I'm sitting, you know, we run a lot of horses, but I always try to keep track of him and see how he's doing. And he's definitely a future star. And he has a beautiful wife and Gabby Gaudette. And now we have a really handsome grandson and crew. So, my wife Tina and I got to help take care of him a little bit Derby Day and Derby the night before the Derby we stayed with them and it's just been it's been great.
All right, 888-966-4776, the number of the call. You have about 2 or 3 minutes left to call in and get another question in with dual Hall of Fame trainer Mark Cassie. That's 888-966-4776. And call in now and get your chance to talk with Mark. Mark, what's the rest of the summer look like for you? Will you be in Saratoga? Is that the plan?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're starting to gear up. We've got a lot of really good young horses and we'll try to take some of them to Saratoga and we'll see. We have some other horses. We're hoping we still have a shot with the Queen's Plate. I got some young horses for that race. And then, it's just kind of, it's the same thing. You're always, you know, you're trying to get ready now with the Triple Crown. We do have a horse for the Belmont. We're going to run Golden Glider in the Belmont. And then you start focusing on the young horses and getting ready for the fall and the Breeders' Cup.
Let's see. Jeff is in New York. He emails and he says, ask Mark where Got Stormy ranks for him.
Oh, she's right up there. I talked to Ned Toffee the other day. They said she's in fold, so that's good. I was kidding, Ned. I said, now if she doesn't get in fold, we can go for a three-peat. I think we can still make the four-star day. So that's always, you know, what she was able to accomplish and do it at Saratoga will always put her as one of my favorites.
Well, Mark, you're one of our favorites too. You always take time to join me here on the program, and I can't thank you enough for doing that. And continued success and more wins are coming. I know that. So keep it rolling, my friend, and really appreciate you being here to talk with HRN Nation here this morning.
I hope your hearing comes back okay.
Thanks, buddy.